Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome in to NBA Pulse, a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. I'm Sarah Kustak, NBA analyst for the YES Network, and today is Monday, April 1st, from our extraordinary core group of NBA journalists. We're joined now by NBA.com senior writer Sean Powell, who already got me on the April 1st joke. Sean, April Fool's Day is not for me. It is not for me. I am often got. But what I am interested in is the fact that we are really nearing the home stretch of this regular season for the NBA. Seven or eight games remaining for most of these teams. Not much, though, is solidifying in some of these Western Conference standing races. We're going to touch on some of the games last night. But you hold votes for many of the awards that some seem a little clear of who may be winners, others not so much. You're looking at the MVP, I think, by all accounts, and especially with some of the regulations of games played rules in 65 games, it appears as though Nikola Jokic will likely return back to that reign of being the MVP. Curious your thoughts. MVP, Rookie of the Year. Is it, in fact, Wemby? Coach of the Year is one that I think is very interesting. Where are your thoughts at when you start to put together what you're going to do in regards to these awards and just how you approach your evaluation in just kind of seeing where things are at?
You know, that's a very interesting question, Sarah, because everybody brings something different to the table. I mean, if you talk to a lot of voters, it's like, wow, what were the expectations? You know, who is a cut above everyone else, blah, blah, blah. But this year, for the most part, I think the answers are pretty clear cut. I think once Joel Embiid went down with an injury and therefore is ineligible in the first year of the 65-game rule to be eligible for major awards, I think Nikola Jokic pretty much became the clear front runner. And that's not to say that he would not have won it if Embiid stayed healthy, but Embiid was on such a historic tear before he went down, so I thought he was a favorite back then. But for now, Nikola Jokic, who, by the way, this four-year stretch with him, you could put that up with a four-year stretch of any player in recent history. Because, you know, consider he won two MVPs and finished runner-up in another one. He's going to win a third. I mean, how many players in the NBA, and you could just say in history, leave it in recent history, but how many players in the NBA have had that stretch? You know, obviously, you know, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, but it's a very small class.
And I think, too, just the way in which he's elevated his play in a lot of years, mm-hmm. and coming back from a championship.
Yep, absolutely. And just when you think that, you know, he's going to plateau, you know, he might drop a bit and everything. He just, you know, just has a year that, and again, very team oriented too. He doesn't really care. You know, he just wants to go ride his horses, you know. But yeah, he'll say, okay, I'll take it only on behalf of my team. So that's the beauty of Nikola Jokic, is that he's not out there campaigning. He just wants to win games, you know. And so that's pretty much clear cut. And, you know, rookie of the year, Wembanyama. And I know a lot of people said, well, the moment he stepped in the NBA, he was going to be rookie of the year. Not necessarily so. I thought Chet Holmgren has had and still is having a very good year. I think that Wembanyama is just doing some crazy stuff, particularly lately, in a 40-point, 20-rebound game and a win against the Knicks and other games like that. His block shots, you know, again, just he's going to win Defensive Player of the Year maybe once or twice, you think, before it's all over with. And I just think he's had a kind of year that most rookies just really don't have.
So we've hit the obvious ones. The mm-hmm. coach of the year is interesting. We've seen some surprises in terms of what teams are accomplishing. Some that have youthful teams, whether you look at what Oklahoma City is doing, what the Orlando Magic are doing, Minnesota Timberwolves, and just how they've been performing, and obviously a lot of teams dealing with injury. Who are some of your top candidates at the front line of who may be your coach of the year?
Well, again, I think in this situation, we come back to expectations. You know, did you expect Boston to be where they are? Yeah, pretty much so. That cancels out, you know, one coach. And you expect Denver to be the defending champions, be where they are. Okay, well, that cancels out a coach. Again, so we're weighing, you know, that sort of thing. But I think that, you know, you have to look at the West. You have to look near the top of the West, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, two teams that, you know, based on last year versus this year, it's been quite a leap. You know, Mark Dagnall, who's just been tremendous with a very young core. And I know he has Shea, who's an MVP candidate. And I know he's had some good health for the most of the year. But they're young players. And, you know, a young team rarely rises to the top that quickly, particularly over a defending NBA champion still in its prime. That's the Denver Nuggets. Then you look at Chris Finch with Minnesota. See, to me, I think it comes down to those two coaches. Who's going to finish first? And, you know, weirdly, you know, you don't have your mind made up with 2 weeks left. But look at Chris Finch being able to coach this team. Team can't score, you know, but it plays great defense. They bought into that philosophy. You know, Karl-Anthony Towns has been out, and yet they still find ways to win. Pretty much all season, they've either been in first place or a game and a half out of first place, definitely in the top three all season. So you have to salute someone like that to be able to get his team to buy in, particularly defensively, and to keep winning in a very difficult conference.
So you've mentioned how they finish. Is it as simple as that? I mean, you're looking with these coaches, and what other distinguishing factors within a team do you take into account? Because it is different situations. Mm-hmm. In Minnesota, for example, and Chris Finch, I look at him and the impressive nature of thinking about what those expectations were with that trade going into last season. The way in which it looked like it may not work with Rudy Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns, how they figure that out. Obviously, the ascension of what Anthony Edwards is doing, but now you deal with injuries with Towns being out. What factors in for you more than, if there is, more than just the way these teams finish?
Yeah, again, like I said, it gets tricky, and a lot of voters will bring in their own philosophies. There are no guidelines when it comes to voting for these awards. The NBA doesn't give out a set of instructions that, like, for example, the MVP, the NBA doesn't say, well, the MVP winner must come from a player whose team has won X amount of games. The only guideline now is players have to play 65 games. As far as the coach of the year, I kind of weigh a lot of different things. Number one, you know, where the team was last year versus this year. Number two, how many like really star players do they have? You know, if you look at a team like Boston, I mean, you know, they're loaded. And that's probably more reflection on, you know, the man who put them together, general manager, than a coach. No offense, but, you know, so maybe Brad Stevens is up for executive of the year, probably more deserving. But yeah, I look at, you know, last year versus this year, the amount of stars and all stars, and weight of improvement. And the other things, more like discipline, how smart the team is and clutch situations. Do they beat themselves? Do they play hard? And of course, winning obviously is a factor. So I kind of factor all that in whenever I look at who would be the most deserving. And I still come down to, you know, two coaches who have their team right near the top in the West against the defending champion Nuggets.
All right, then. This is the tough one because there really are no guidelines of what most improved player is. And I think everyone looks at it in different ways. Everyone has different thoughts about the age as a player, what should be the natural progression of improvement for a player, getting used to the league, accustomed to the league, making that jump from, let's say, rookie year to second year, second to third year. For most improved player, who jumps out to you as a couple of the top candidates to win that award?
Yeah, see, Sarah, this is the award that, you know, really has me a little bit frustrated because, you know, I think a lot of voters misinterpret the spirit of the award. And to me, the spirit of the award is someone who just has, who maybe no one really gave too much thought of, who was maybe drafted low, didn't have a lot of, you know, hope coming into the league, and just was a self-made productive player. You know, sometimes you give it to that guy who was drafted in the top six, that started out slow and all of a sudden, you know, was great. Well, he should have been there anyway. Or a guy who was actually pretty good last year and just took it up a notch. Oh, we should give it to him. I mean, I look at a guy like Alperen Şengün. I mean, a guy who, you know, last year was like, you know, third option on the Rockets, you know, really trying to, you know, really get some traction in the NBA, trying to learn about his body a little bit, and comes in this year and before he got hurt, the Rockets' leading scorer, good rebounder, again, very self-made, you know, got a nickname, Baby Jokic. Anytime you can have a nickname with Jokic in the middle of it, that's got to be a pretty good sign. Of course, he gets hurt. And then you got to look at someone like Jalen Brunson, who, again, you know, I know he won a couple national championships, Villanova, but, you know, second round pick, second option in Dallas, comes to New York. Last year was pretty good. This year, the top five scoring, all-star, all that. So it's going to be one of those two players on my scorecard. I think they're both deserving. Neither of them came into the NBA with a lot of fanfare, and yet they were both pretty much self-made, very productive players.
Yeah, well, Jalen Williams jumps out to me for Oklahoma City. We're talking a lot about winning, impacting winning, what players have been doing. And he, to me, has been someone that his, I don't think for as much as we talk about Oklahoma City, I think a lot of people, if they're not watching in a game in game out basis, fully understand the impact because everyone's contributing so much. And obviously SGA is having an MVP type caliber season. I know Coby White has gotten a lot of buzz from the Chicago Bulls. Tyrese Maxey as well, the jump he's made. I think by nature you've seen his progression and knowing when that James Harden trade happened with him having the ball more and his usage rate obviously skyrocketing. But going to be fun, going to be interesting. Sean, we will continue to watch because now, as we had mentioned, only 7-8 games remaining. But we had some good ones last night, including talking Oklahoma City Thunder, SGA game winner, a win over the Knicks. We'll get to that right after the break.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Giddy looking inside the pass, jump shot is up, it's good with 1.8 remaining. Gilgeous Alexander nails it and the Thunder go up by one.
Welcome back to NBA Pulse. Sarah Kustak joined by the great Sean Powell. And Sean, we had some fun games going last night, including a tremendous finish and just a tremendous game between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the New York Knicks at the Garden, thanks to a game winner by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a one-point win by the Thunder. I had mentioned Jalen Williams.
Jalen Williams crossover, pull-up jumper, got it again! Jalen Williams putting on a show.
He comes away with 33 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds. You had a big night for Jalen Brunson. 30 points, 7 assists.
Up top to Brunson. 9 seconds to go. Brunson looks up. Brunson on the drive to the rim. Off the glass. He backs it home. Knicks lead by 1 with 4 seconds remaining.
And it's interesting watching. You look at where these two teams are at, what they're trying to accomplish. The Knicks dealing with a good amount of injuries or some injuries here as they go down the final stretch of the season. But looking back at that game last night, what stands out to you just with where these Western Conference standings sit, those top couple teams between the Nuggets, the Oklahoma City Thunder, Minnesota Timberwolves, what that means for them, and also the Knicks team that's battling, still potentially feeling like they could jump up to that number two spot in the East?
I think you had a contrast. You had one team that's been pretty much healthy all year. That's Oklahoma City against a team that, at least in this game, was missing 3 starters, And also what I took away from that is Jalen Brunson. I mean, what a role last couple games, 61 points and a loss against Spurs. And then, another terrific game. Although he did miss a couple free throws down the stretch, he still played very well and just been tremendous for the Knicks all season. I'm with you with Jalen Williams. I think this, first of all, he's not scared. You give him the ball and, if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander doesn't want the ball, Jalen Williams will take the ball. And I think you saw a little bit of that, where Shai really didn't shoot well, except for the game-winning shot, of course. And then Jalen Williams kind of carried that team on the road in a tough place to play, even though the Knicks were without OG Anunoby, Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson. Now, going back to those three players, you wonder for the Knicks whether or not they're going to come back. I mean, with OG and that elbow, that was really a strange thing because he did come back and then he went out again, back to rehab. Julius Randle with his shoulder didn't have any surgery on that shoulder and really has been stuck in rehab. And Mitchell Robinson has a problematic ankle. This team has played well, all things considered, but you wonder how much of it's going to wear down a guy like Jalen Brunson. who has been tremendous, as I said. And by the way, can defenders really understand that Jalen Brunson is left-handed? He always wants to go to his left. How does he still get to the rim, Sarah? Every single time. I was watching that Spurs game. He's just blowing by Spurs left and right, going to his left. You would think they would figure it out or at least double him. But, you know, I know we're a little bit off track there, but it just frustrates me. Know your opponent. Oh, my God. I get it. Jalen Brunson is good, so he's probably going to do that more often than not. But still, you know, throw a double team this way. Anyway, I just think you just saw a contrast last night. One team injured and somewhat desperate, and another team really wants to establish itself as a title contender, goes on the road in the world's most glamorous, fantastic, what is it, Sarah? Greatest arena, and comes out with a win.
Well, you want to talk about double teams, and there was another game happening in New York last night in Brooklyn against the Brooklyn Nets, and LeBron James is not 40 yet, but he dropped 40, and he did so in an absolutely extraordinary manner. I know Brooklyn is had a struggle this season trying to piece things together, but for the Lakers and LeBron James, he was exquisite, 13 of 17, including 9 of 10 from the three-point line, 7 rebounds, 5 assists.
LeBron down the middle, he goes! How are you going to stop it?
He got the carom. LeBron doing a little dance out on front, out on top. Now in the corner.
Look at him. Look at him. Take a seat, LeBron. Come on.
What? Working with Claxton in front of him.
What's going up?
LeBron, here it goes. Yes! Yes! He
LeBron
is the man.
Stop Listen showing off, crowd. LeBron.
I was able to see that live and in living color, and it was just takeover time. The Lakers jumped out to a 17-0 lead, and as the Nets started to come back and make a little bit of a push, LeBron just shut it down, and he was extraordinary. Watching the power and the force that he still plays with to go along with that touch, what he's doing from the three-point line this season. I know we run out of words and descriptions of James, but does it surprise you in any case? And I know he had some comments after the game of talking about being on the back end of his career, not knowing how much longer he may still be doing this. As we're watching this and seeing this and not taking it for granted, because it is his 21st year and we've become so accustomed to him being such a stable part of what we see night in, night out. How do you view this and view games like this?
I'm sorry, Sarah. Whenever I watch LeBron James, I take everything for granted. I'm sorry. He got me, man. You know, I mean, because I have not seen this guy hit a wall. And until I see him hit a wall, I'm going to think he's going to be able to do this every night. I will say this about LeBron James's game. You know, here, as you said, you know, 21st year, the one area where he has improved on is his three-point shooting. You know, the rest of his game, you know, it's pretty much been okay. A little slippage here or there, whatever. Defense, maybe rebound, whatever it might be. Not much, but the one area where you can say, you know, this is what he's been working on. That three-point shooting is giving him, basically it's buying him time. And not only that, it's making him be even more relevant in today's game, when he can consistently, but better than ever in his career, drop that three-point shot. Now, he has some cold spells here and there from that distance, but you know, this year, I can say that's the one area of his game he has definitely improved on. And how many players can you say that, you know, but first of all, not too many players are playing 21 years, but even late in their careers, how many players can you say are improving on an important part of their game as LeBron James in three-point shooting? And as far as whether or not he has that much time left and everything, I still think that there's something inside LeBron James who just wants to save a little bit for maybe if, and I know this is a conversation for another day, if Bronny James is able to play in the NBA, you know, just to have that father-son moment, that Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr. moment. Again, that's a conversation for another day. We got to see if he can play, draft, all that stuff. But I see that in LeBron James as sort of something that's driving him.
Without a doubt. I mean, and you said it, shooting over 40% from three for a three-point shooter that at his career is right around 35, just under. He's taken some more three. So the adjustment of that to his game. I also think it's evident watching, and we'll see where the Lakers, you know, how they finish. Obviously, it looks like they're going to be in the play-in game again this year. Last year, they were seventh seeds, only having to win one game. Not sure if they could, if there's any chance they could jump up and get to that eighth spot still at this point. But they can turn it on. And the complementary pieces and the confidence when they play the way Rui is playing in certain moments, Austin Reeves putting it together, you know, what D'Angelo Russell, if there's any level of consistency, Anthony Davis has been tremendous. But you saw it. I'm sitting there watching, and when LeBron James wants to turn it on, he just absolutely dominates. And that's both ends. That's still in spurts. I think he's figured out how to pace himself and where to pace himself. So to me, I do not, Sean, take it for granted, because it is a whole nother level. And we will see. But yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look like, I know he may say that, it doesn't look like that it's going to be ending anytime soon, but will be fun to watch. You know what is ending, Sean? Our podcast here. And we always appreciate your time. We'll continue to read, watch you on NBA TV, NBA.com. And until the next time, we look forward to seeing you.
Appreciate it, Sarah.
NBA Pulse with Sarah Kusak is a production of iHeartRadio and the NBA. Please rate, review, and subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.